Today's shir is Masechta Ervin Daf Mem Beis. We will begin in Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, four lines from the bottom. As we know, the halach of tchum is not just limited to people. When we speak about the halach of tchum, we also refer to anything that a person owns. So therefore begins the Gemara. Amar Papa, Perishot Zuchutz Tchum. If Peris were taken out of their tchum, the Chazru, and then they were brought back to the original place. Afilu b'mezid, even if they were returned b'mezid deliberately, lefsidus mekaimam, they get back their original tchum. Like anybody in, like any individual who has a tchum that we've discussed has the tchum, and 2,000 the whole city is considered his tchum, and 2,000 out of the tchum as well. And there's a very big discussion amongst the Rishonim. Where is the Gemara, and what day of the week is the Gemara talking about? Rashi says that the Gemara's, this thing that we learned now from Rav Papa, refers both to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because as we've discussed previously, Hilchos Tchumim apply on Yom Tov as well. And the Gemara and Rav Papa is teaching us that these payers that were taken out of their Tchum, if they return to the tchum, they get the original tchum, and Yom Tov they're allowed to be carried, and Shabbos there's an issa hotzah that you're not allowed to carry them, and therefore on Shabbos the issue is not the carrying, because they would not be allowed to be carried anyway. It's Shabbos unless there's an eruv. The issue here is, may they be eaten when they are brought back to the original tchum. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara, and that's how the Ritva learns the Gemara as well, that the Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov and Shabbos. On Shabbos, the issue is if they may be eaten. On Yom Tov, the issue is not only if they may be eaten, but on Yom Tov, the issue is, may they be moved as well. However, there are Rishonim that say that the issue that's discussed in our Gemara is only regarding Yom Tov, not Shabbos, because they say that on Shabbos, there's another consideration here, and that is if they were brought back on Shabbos, obviously this ha'hotzah, this of carrying, was violated and bringing them back to where the original tchum is. And we've discussed in our shiurim that you're not allowed to have hanor from something that was done on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, that wasn't allowed to be done. So, irrespective of the issue of Tchumim, there's an issue that, just like we learned the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Hamavashel b'Shabbos l'yoichel, if food was cooked in Shabbos, that food may not be eaten. So here too, if this food was brought back on Shabbos by carrying the food, and you're not allowed to carry the food, so the halacha is that you wouldn't be allowed to eat it anyway, and therefore they say that our Gemara is speaking strictly about Yom Tov. And in fact, the Ramban has a girsa that is not only just his opinion, but his girsa was that even Rashi agrees that the entire discussion in our Gemara is only regarding Yom Tov. However, the Ritva, quoting Rabbeinu Yoina, says that even though, as we just mentioned, there surely is a halacha of Maisa Shabbos, that something that was done on Shabbos improperly, one may not benefit from that. He says, when it comes to carrying Mishus HaYochel Shus Rabim, or carrying Dalat Am Shus Rabim, there we're more lenient. And he says a very interesting explanation. He says, the only time Chazal was so strict about not being allowed to benefit from Maisa Shabbos is when there's a physical change to the object that we're speaking about. For example, if something was cooked on Shabbos, that's the Gemara we quoted, Hamavashel b'Shabbos, if something was cooked on Shabbos, it was baked on Shabbos, so physically changed from being raw to being cooked and baked, that's when there's a din of Maisa Shabbos. However, when the Maisa Shabbos that we are discussing does not represent a physical change to the object that we're looking at, when something is carried, the actual object doesn't change. It's only that it was moved from one spot to another spot. Then there's no Isser of Maisa Shabbos. And that's why the Ritva suggests that even if our Gemara is speaking about Shabbos, and we're referring to a situation where this object was carried on Shabbos be'Isser, it would not be also because of Maisa Shabbos. The Ramban has a different way of defending Rashi, the Girsa that we have in Rashi's opinion, that our Gemara is even speaking about Shabbos. He says that our Gemara is referring to a situation where this food or whatever we're speaking about was in the person's home as Shabbos began. Then it was taken out of that out of the tchum on Shabbos, and then it was not, and then it was brought back. He says, since as Shabbos began, one could have benefited from this food, one could have eaten this food without any violation of an Isser, because it was in my home as Shabbos began. Therefore, even though during Shabbos it indeed was taken out of my home with an Isser violating the Isser of Hatzor and Havara, and it was brought back also that way, still, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was able to be eaten without involving any Isser, the din of Mais Shabbos, says the Ramban, would not apply to such food. Eisvei asked the Gemara on what Rav Papa just taught us. It says in a Braisa, it says in a Braisa regarding fruit that was taken out of the Tchum, Rav Nechemi, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Oimrim, La'olam Asurim, those fruits are Osur, Ad Shiyachsum, Kaimam, Shoyigin, only if they were brought back, B'Shoyig, that's when we could eat them. What is the deed? B'Shoyig in, if they were brought back, B'Shoyig, that's when the halacha will be lenient. B'mezid, but if they were brought back, B'mezid, Loi, we can't be lenient. And how could you, Rapapa, say that even B'mezid, we could be lenient? Answers the Gemara, Tanahi. Rabbi Papa is going to tell us that this question is a machloikus tanoim, and Rabbi Papa holds like the Tana Kama, who says they may be eaten. The Tanya, as the Bryce indeed teaches us, Perish Yotsu Chutzut Chum, if Paris were taken outside of the Chum, Bishoigig Yechelu, Bishoigig, they may be eaten in that spot where they are Chutzut Chum. The mezer they may not eaten over there. And as Tosfos explains, even the, not only may they not be eaten by the person who took them there, but no one may eat those fruits. And he explains, even though we've learned in our shurim that the halacha, that if something is brought michutz to tchum, it may not be consumed, only applies to the person on whose behalf it was brought, and here it wasn't brought on this other person's behalf. So normally, the halacha is habam mechutz l'tchum b'shvil Yisrael zeh mutl Yisrael echer. Explains Tosfos that that's only when it was taken. This is in the very mask mezel yichelu. If it was taken, it was brought mechutz l'tchum by an akum. But if it was done through a Yisrael, Chazal were more machmer. And no Jew may eat those pears. The Ran explains, in the name of the Rajba, that the reason Bal Yisrael Zeh, Mutl Yisrael Acher, is because they're really, when Akum brings the fruit, so Akum, the whole din of Tchum, the whole din of Kinyan Shvisa, doesn't apply by Akum. And therefore, we could be more lenient. Here, however, if it was brought by Yisrael, so of course the halachas of Kinyan Shvisa apply by Yisrael as they do by an Akum. And as we said at the beginning of our shir, the halachas of Kinyan Shvisa are not just limited to the person, but they are limited to the person's fruit. And therefore, if these fruits were brought by Yisrael, we have to be machmer. However, the Mordechai disagrees with the Tosfos and Ran, and he holds that when the Gemara says here, b'mezer lo yachelu, what the Gemara meant was only by the person who took them out, but someone else would be allowed to eat it. B'mkoymam, if they were brought back to their original spot, Yechelu, they may be eaten. Shloimim Kaimam, but if they're not in the original spot, lo yechelu, they may not be eaten. Ask the Gemara, my bim kaimam. What did Rabbi Nechemya mean when he said bim kaimam? Ilaim bim kaimam bim maizid. Even did Rabbi Nechemya mean to say that even if they were brought back to the original spot, and they were brought back to the original spot bim maizid, still they may be eaten? Because peiros are considered like a nusim, the concept that we learned in the Mishnah. They didn't do anything on their own volition. Ask the Gemara, v'ktan behedya, haven't we learned in a brisa expressly? Rav Nechemya, Rav Elazar, Yaakov, Oimrim, lo'olam asurim, ad sheyachzurim kaimam b'shogeg. They only could be eaten in the original spot, and only if they would return to the original spot, b'shogeg. So from there we see b'shogeg in b'meizid loy. Only b'shogeg may they be eaten, not b'meizid. El lav, how must we understand Reb Nechemya when he said b'mkaimim b'mshogeg? Chsuri mechsur. We have to understand that we have to modify the wording of the braisa. Vachiktani. And this is the way to understand the braisa. If they were taken out of the tchum b'shogeg, they may be eaten in that new spot. However, if they were taken out b'mezid, lo yechelu, they may not be eaten in that spot. B'medvam amurim, when was that said? Shloi b'mkaimim, if they're not in their original spot. Aval b'mkaimim, if they're back in their original spot. Afil b'mezid, yechelu. The Tanakhama will hold that you may eat them. That osram Nechemya l'meima. Nechemya says, afil b'mkaimim, even in the original spot, b'shogeg in b'mezid noi. So it turns out that the Tanakhama and Rav Nechemya, according to this explanation of the Gemara, are arguing in two different subjects. Tanakhama holds that peiros that were taken out b'shogeg may be eaten over there, even though they're not in the original spot. And then, if they were brought back to the original spot, they may be eaten both b'shogeg and b'mezid. Nechemya holds that when they were taken away from the original spot, they may never be eaten. And even when they're brought back, they may only be eaten b'shogeg. So it turns out that this question about peiros that were taken out and brought back b'mezid is a machloikus of the Tanakhama and Nechemya. The Tanakhama holds they may be eaten, which is exactly what Rav Papa began our shiur with today. Rav Nechemya holds if they were brought back, only if they were brought back with shogeg may they be eaten. But if they were brought back with mezid, they may not be eaten. The Tanakam and Rav Papa holds like the Tanakama. Loy, says the Gemara, that's not necessarily the way to explain the machlokes of the Tanakam and Nechemya. B'mezim and Mekoimam, everybody, says the Gemara at this point, will hold the Kulam Loi Pligidosser. If they was brought back to the original spot, B'mezid, says the Gemara, everybody will agree that it's also. For Hocha, and the Machlokes is limited, B'shoigig Shloim Mekoimam, they were taken out from the original spot, they're not in the original spot, but they were taken there B'shoigig. Tanakama Sover, the Tanakama holds that if they were taken to Chutz L'Tchum, B'shogeg, Shari, Shloim Kaimam, even though they're not in the original spot, but since they were brought there, B'shogeg, we could be lenient. Rav Nechemya Sover, Afilu B'shogeg, even if they were taken out, B'shogeg, B'mkaimam, where they were in the original spot, we could be lenient. Shloim Kaimam, but in not the original spot, Ein Lochlam, they may not be eaten. And as Rashi explains, the advantage of this pshat is that we don't have to modify the words of the Braisa. The Tanakhama is speaking about peiros that are not in the original space. And he says, b'shogeg they may be eaten, b'mezid they may not be eaten. And the Rav Nechemya says that this differentiation that the Tanakhama wants to make between shogeg and mezid is only when they're in their original spot. If b'shogeg they may be eaten, b'mezid they may not be eaten. But when they're not in the original spot, they never may be eaten. According to this understanding, there's no machloikis by peiros that were taken out of the original spot and were brought back b'mezid. According to this explanation, everybody will agree that such peiros are osur, contrary to what Rav Papa began our shiur with, where Rav Papa said that if they were brought back to the original spot, even if they were brought back b'mezid, Rav Papa said they may be eaten. Says the Gemara, how could you say so? Says the Gemara, how could you say that this is the explanation of the Braisa? From Hamitani Sefer, let's continue learning the Braisa. From the Chaim of Elazar ben Yaakov Oimrim, La'olam Paris La'olam Asurim Achiyachsulim Kaimim Shoygigin. So what do we see? B'shoygigin, that if they were brought back to the original spot, b'shoygig, they may be eaten. B'mezid, if they were brought back to that loy, they may not be eaten. That's the opinion of Rav Nechemya and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Mechlal, what do we see from this? That the Tana Kama, who disagrees with them, obviously is the of the opinion, the Tana Kama Sova, b'mezid namishori, that if they were brought back to the original spot, they even may be eaten b'mezid. So we go back to our original understanding of the machlokes of the Tana Kama and Reb Nechemya, and according to this understanding of the Machloikis, as we said earlier, Rav Papa's opinion is the same as the Tana Kama, and that's why Rav Papa was able to say what he said. Shema mina, and says the Gemara, that's the halacha. And Tosfos the Ramaskim Mechlal teaches us that even though we have Reb Elazar ben Yaakov who's disagreeing with the Chachamim, and we have a klal throughout Shas, actually to Gemara later in our Masechta, on Daf Samach Beis on Mebeis, the Mishnosoi Shor Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Kav Naki, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is not mentioned often in Shas Kav. He's not mentioned that often, but Naki, whatever he says is perfect, and therefore we would seem to paskin like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. However, here we paskin like the Chachamim, like the Tanakam who disagrees with Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Since Rav Papa holds that way, that's a proof that that's the halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Hay Mehalach, somebody who's traveling in Shabbos, Ve'eni Yodei at Tchum Shabbos, and he doesn't know where is the Tchum Shabbos. How's he supposed to measure where's the Tchum Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Mehalach Apayim Psiyas Beninis, take 2,000 average steps. 2,000 average steps is 2,000 Amar, which is a Tchum Shabbos. And as Ritva explains, the heter to do this on Shabbos, we're not allowed to do, we learned at the end of Masechta Shabbos, that Medida is also on Shabbos. But here, the person's going Letzarech Mitzvah, explains the Ritva, and therefore, if it's Letzarech Mitzvah, Medida Letzarech Mitzvah is Mutter. And so, in fact, Paskins, the Mishnah Berura, in Simon Shin Tzadik Hei, Sif Katan Hei, that this approach that the Gemara says that you're allowed to do this is only because you're going Letzarech Mitzvah and Medida Letzarech Mitzvah is Mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shavas Babika, if somebody is in a valley, a place that doesn't have walls around it, and then he kifu Nochrim Chitzah B'Shabbos, then Nochrim put up walls around that area on Shabbos, since that spot is now encompassed, he could walk that 2,000 amma in that spot. It's like an enclosed area. And the halacha is that an enclosed area you could carry in that entire area. It's considered like dalet amas. To be able to carry there, in that area, past Alpayim Amma, he could throw something within his tchum and throw it outside of his tchum. The Rashi says that these mechitzas that were constructed by the Akum had to be constructed letzerich dira, because the halacha is that the only mechitzas that give us that halacha, that the entire area is considered like Dalar Amis, are mechitzas that were constructed letzerich dira. Even though, explains Rashi, that the entire area is encompassed, he only may walk 2,000 amas. Because since before Shabbos, when he started that in that area, it didn't have these walls, so he's limited to 2,000 amos. However, you can throw, says the Gemara, in that area, because the halach is the nechitza hanasis b'shabbos, a mechitza that was constructed on Shabbos, shema mechitza is halachically considered a mechitza. Even though we learned earlier in our Masechta, on Daf Chof Amar Aleph, and the Gemara said it in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Beis, that mechitza hanasis b'shabbos, that mechitza that was made b'shabbos, if it was made b'mezid, it's only considered a mechitza, it's only considered an enclosed area, l'chumra, meaning that if you threw something from Rishus HaRabim into that area, or vice versa, that it would be considered to do a mechal Shabbos. But it's not considered a mechitza to allow you to carry within that area. That's when the mechitza was made by a Jew. So Chazal were machmer, that if the mechitza was made by a Jew, that it's not considered, that we only considered a mechitza, only considered an enclosed area, l'chumra. But as we started, this Gemara is not referring to a mechitza that was made by a Jew. It's referring to a mechitza that was made by an Akum. And therefore, the halacha would be that the mechitza is considered a full-fledged mechitza. However, the Piskei Rid makes a very important point, going back to a point that we've been discussing throughout our shiur today. A person's objects have the same tchum as he does. So if a person's objects have the same tchum as he does, so why does the Gemara say that he could throw objects, he could only walk within 2,000 amah, and only throw objects outside of those 2,000 amahs? If the objects that he's throwing belong to him, so then they have his tchum, and they too should not be allowed to go past those 2,000 amos. So the Piskei Rit says that when we're speaking here about throwing objects, we're not talking about throwing objects that belong to him, that have the same tchum as he does. We're talking about objects that are there, that were hefker, and therefore are not limited to anybody's tchum. Rashi says, but within those 2,000 amos that we're allowing him to walk, he's allowed to carry in a normal fashion. And there is no problem, the fact that this area, this 2,000 amma area, is open to an area where he can't carry, where he can't bring things to because they're outside of his tchum. However, and that's Rashi's opinion, however, Tosfos quotes the opinion of the Ri, that even in the 2,000 amma that we're giving him as his tchum, and we're allowing him to carry because there are now walls around this area, he only could carry Aydei Zrika. He can carry in not the usual fashion of carrying. But for carrying, the normal way of carrying, it would be Usur. Because since it's this area which he's allowed to carry is open to an area where he may not carry, so the halach is if one area is open to another area where he may not carry, he can't carry in a normal fashion even in that area as well. Rav Huna disagrees, and he says, Mahalach apayim amah, he could walk to 2,000 amah. In the Hilchus Tchum, Rav Huna agrees. However, when it comes to Tiltal, he could only carry 4 amos, because since this wall wasn't there before Shabbos, I can't allow you to carry. And Rashi says not only does Rav Huna not allow him to carry in a normal fashion, but he can't carry in any fashion. But ask the Gemara, why not? The Natatva Kulai Dezrika, why shouldn't we allow him to carry? Aren't there mechitzas that were made? And if the mechitzas were made here, doesn't that make it into a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Answers the Gemara, the reason Rav Huna is being machmer is Shemi Moshech Echech Feitzai. Because since, as we're learning, he's limited to the 2,000 amma, which is his tchum, if we're going to allow him to carry things outside of that 2,000 amma, he may come to walk past the 2,000 amma. Says the Gemara, I understand that. But if that's the explanation, Alpayim is Latatl Korche. So, right, we want to be concerned that we should not have a situation that is going to in any way go outside of those 2,000 amma. But within the 2,000 amma, should be allowed to carry. Answers the Gemara, as we just mentioned. As Tosfos just mentioned, we mentioned it, that when you have a place that you're allowed to carry, open to an area where you're not allowed to carry, so we learned extensively at the beginning of our Masechta, that even in the place where you're allowed to carry, now you're not allowed to carry because it's open to such an area. Since here too, since he's not allowed to carry outside of the 2,000 amma, so he can't even carry even within the 2,000 amma. Now there's one more opinion that's cited in the Gemara, Chiba Rav Amma, Mahalach Apayim Amma, he could walk within the 2,000 amma, that's his Tchum, Umetaltel Balpayim Amma, and he could carry within that 2,000 amma. Says the Gemara, Kaman, this opinion is not consistent, the like Rav Nachman, like Rav Huna, not with Rav Nachman, not Rav Huna, because according to Rav Nachman, you could carry an entire area, Ayidei Zrika, and according to Rav Huna, you not even carry within the 2,000 amma. Says the Gemara, Ema, what Chir Bar Yaev means to say, Metaltel Ba'arba, he's only allowed to carry within the Dalet Amos. Says the Gemara, so Yehochi, Hainid Rav Huna. That's exactly Rav Huna's opinion. Answers the Gemara, absolutely. Ema, V'chein Amar Rav Chir Bar Rav. Rav Chir Bar Rav concurs with the opinion of Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Le'tifik le'dishmul. Don't argue with me on the opinion that I cited in the name of Shmuel, that you're allowed to carry an entire area through throwing. The Tanya Kavosei, there's a Braisa that backs up my opinion. The Tanya, for we learned in a Braisa, Hayamoided, as somebody is measuring the Alpaim Amma, Uba, and now when he finishes the 2,000 Amma, it ends in the middle of another city. And that other city, Rashi explains, they made an Erev around that other city, and you could carry in that entire city. So therefore, again, says the Gemara, HaMoided Uva, somebody's measuring his Tchum Shabbos, and it comes out to, in the middle of another city. The Kolsum Idosu B'chatzi'ir, the Lochi is Mutu B'talta B'kol'ir Kula, you could carry within that entire city. Uvad Shaloyava Es HaTchum B'raglev. He can't... The Tchum ended in the middle of the city, he could carry in the entire city. So the Tchum is where it stops, because the entire city, because as the Rishonim explained, there's a difference when the new city is entirely within his Tchum. If the new city, if this other city is entirely within his Tchum, then that city is counted only like 4 amos. But if his Tchum ends in the middle of the city, that's where his Tchum will stop. But even though that's where his Tchum for Shabbos will stop, the halacha will still be that it could carry in the entire city, says the Braisa. So ask the Gemara, what does that mean? B'may metaltel, how could you carry in the entire city? Aren't you limited to a certain area with your Tchum? Lav, doesn't it mean that you carry in the entire city? Ayidei Zrika. So we see that even though you can't walk there, you still could throw there. Not like Rav Huna said, where Rav Huna said that if you can't walk somewhere, you can't throw there either. Am Rav Huna, responds Rav Huna, loy. The Bryce is not speaking about Tilt Ayidei Zrika. It's talking about Ayidei Meshicha, that you could pull objects from outside the Apayim Amma into your Apayim Amma. And that, everybody will agree, that even though you're not allowed to walk there, and you're not allowed to throw there, we're not concerned that you're going to follow that area. Because if you're throwing something, an object away from you, so then we're worried that you may follow the object and go to where your object went. And if you're not allowed to go there, therefore, says Rav Huna, you shouldn't throw an object there either. But schlepping something in is permitted. Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, however, Hayamoided Uba, if somebody is measuring and his Tchum Shabbos v'kol semidos b'chatzi chotzer and his 2,000 amos ends in the middle of a chotzer, ein lo yal chatzi chotzer. His Tchum ends at that spot. Answers the Mar Pshita. That's where the 2,000 amos end. So obviously, that's where his Tchum ends. Answers the Gemara. Ema, what was meant to be said was, Yesh loy chatzi chatzur. He could carry within, he has to, right to walk within that place which is within his tchum. Answers the Gemara, Hanami pshita. If it's within his tchum, he could walk there. Says the Gemara, Mata tema leichish dema osla tuatoli. Maybe he's going to carry in the entire area, Kamash Malon, that here we're not concerned and we don't make such a gzeira. Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, however, Moideli Huna, Rav Huna admits, Shehoye Moided, if somebody was measuring, above a kos midos al sfas tikra, somebody 2,000 amas end right at the roof, at the wall of somebody's home, where there's a roof, but the way Rashi explains, the wall of the home is open, mutl tatu kolabayis, you could throw something into the house. Isn't Rav Huna always machmer that if your tchum ends, you're not allowed to throw an object from within your tchum to outside of your tchum, as the Gemara kept on saying, for Rav Huna's concern, shemi yimashach achrof, you may follow the object that you threw, answers the Gemara. Here, Rav Huna will agree we need not be worried. Why not? My tama however tikris abayis chavetis. Since the house comes down, the wall of the house, like we had the concept of pitikri yar v'soysim, so that serves as an adequate hecker, that serves as an adequate reminder that just because I threw the object into the house does not mean that I may enter there as well. Says the Gemara, suggests the Gemara, that this machlokes that we've been discussing between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna actually is machlokes tanoim. Am Rav Huna b'reider Rav Nosson k'tanoim. This is machlokes tanoim. Because we learned, and the Gemara wants to say, it's actually the machlokes tanoim of our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that if somebody was within his tchum, and then Akum came, helichu l'ir acheres, they took him into a different city. From the Snuba Dir Asar, they put him into an enclosed area. So we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Oimer Mahalach is Kula. He could walk throughout that entire enclosed area. Rabbi Shua, or Kivayma, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos Bilvad. He only has Arba Amos in that enclosed area. So suggest the Gemara, my love, won't we ostensibly say that how do we understand this machlokes? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Oimer Mahalach is Kula. Rabbi Gamliel, who allow him to walk within that entire enclosed area, they say that a devasar is an enclosed area is different than an unenclosed area, and therefore, even though certainly they would agree that an area which is not enclosed, he doesn't have any leniency, there's no reason to say that so should be the halacha in an enclosed area. And says the Gemara wants to suggest. So just like Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, hilach ata hilach lo gazri, they didn't say that since you can't walk in one area, you shouldn't be able to walk in another area. They don't subscribe to such a concern. They also, titl ata hilach lo gazri, they will also hold that just because I can't walk past the tchum, doesn't mean I can't throw past the tchum. On the other hand, suggests the Gemara, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, the Omrim, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, they say that when he's put, even if he's put into an enclosed area, since the area he was put in is outside of his tchum, he's limited to Arba Amos. Why? Because Gazru, the Gazri, Hilach Divasar, or the Hilach Tabika. The concern that if we're going to let him walk in the entire enclosed area, he may come to walk even in the entire non-enclosed area. Suggest the Gemara. So since we see that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, Hilach Ata Hilach Gazri, they make exer by one place that you shouldn't be allowed to walk, because in another place where everybody agrees you may not walk, similarly they will hold Tiltal Ata Hilach Nami Gazri. And they'll say that since you can't walk past the 2,000 Amma, you can't throw past the 2,000 Amma. Says the Gemara, who says that these two subjects travel together? Memai, Dilma, Kilo, Gazri, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When are Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lenient? because they don't feel that we should make a gzeira, hilach b'savadir, that we should make a gzeira and say that walking within an enclosed area should be aser at the hilach bika. That's only there, the Shnei Mekayim is saying. They're two different areas. One is an enclosed area, and one is a non-enclosed area. Here we're talking about one area, just as a cutoff point at 2,000 amos. That since it's all one spot, it's all one area, makam echad hu, it could be even Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who are the lenient opinion of our Mishnah, here will be machmer hachnami de gazri. They will subscribe to what Rav Huna says, that we need to be concerned that if we're going to allow you to throw something past the 2,000 amma point, you may come to walk there as well. And Gemara goes to the other way as well. Rav Shuva Kiva Nami. Just because Rav Shuva and Rav Kiva suggest the Gemara, were machmer in the Mishnah, memaydim shum de gazri hu. Who says that's the way to understand? That they say that you can't carry, you can't allow you to walk 2,000 amma in a closed area, because you may come to do so even in a non-enclosed area. Dilma mishum de kasavri, kiyam rinan kolabais karbidami. When do we say that an entire enclosed area halacha looks at just like as arba amas? Hanim ilahechad de shavas ba'avir mechitzin bayjoim. If you were there in that enclosed area before Shabbos, so then the halacha gives you the leniency that that entire enclosed area, no matter how large or small it is considered only like dalet amos. However, suggests the Gemara, aleichad leishava ba'avir mechitzus bayjoim. If you weren't in such an area from before Shabbos, loy, there is no such leniency. So what the Gemara is saying is that these two machloikasin that we're learning, the machloikas Rabbi Gamliel and Elazar ben Azariah versus Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, and the machloikas of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Nachman and Rav Huna, have nothing to do with each other. They're two separate subjects altogether. Amar Rav says Halachas Daloch is Rabbi Gamliel. We pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, but dear Vasar, that all the dinim, that we, all the rules that we had in the Mishnah, where we had machloikasin, we always pass on like Rabbi Gamliel by dear Vasar Vasina, which means in the first din is that if somebody was taken out by an akum and he was put into a deer or a sar, he was put into an enclosed area, it's considered like dalet amos that we just discussed. And the another halacha is that if somebody's boat went out of the tchum on Shabbos, he could walk within the entire boat. Shmuel amehilchas Gamliel b'sfina. We do agree with the Gamliel's position by the boat, which we'll speak about in a moment. Av b'dei v'sar loy. By dei v'sar, we will not agree with Rabbi Gamliel. However, what we have clearly seen, says the Gemara, the kula almi Mias, everybody agrees that halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel b'sfina, that as far as the halacha of walking throughout the entire boat, even though the boat went out of the tchum, you could walk in the entire area. My tama, why does everybody agree with that psak of Rabbi Gamliel? So the Gemara gives two explanations. Amar Rabba, Rabba's explanation is hoyel v'shavas ba'avir mechitzas b'yoyim. Since you were kaveya mokim, you were kaveya shvisa on that boat before Shabbos, so the entire boat is considered like dalet amos. It's considered an entire enclosed area. And as we said a moment ago, everybody agrees that if you were kaveya shvisa in an enclosed area before Shabbos, that entire enclosed area is considered halachically just like dalet amos. So why are Rabbi Shua and Bekiva machmer on the boat? So the Rashba says, because since the person knew that this boat is going to be constant motion, a place, even if it's enclosed, but if it's in constant motion, they hold that that's not called be kind of shvisa. Kind of shvisa means that you're kind of shvisa in a spat. That's a spat. But a spat that's in motion is not considered a spot where you are kind of shvisa, that you should have the halacha of dalet amos that if you kind of shvis in a spot that's enclosed, the entire area is as considered like Dalai Lama's. That was Rabbah's explanation of Rav Gamliel's opinion. Rav Zeira has a very different way of explaining the opinion of Rav Gamliel. He says, "Hoyel v'svina netlasa metchilas arba u'misnachta b'soif arba." The ship is constantly moving. So before I move outside my tchum, the ship already moved out of my tchum before I moved out of my tchum. And therefore, this is the preferred pshat of Rashi. So it's considered like an akum, that it's like considered that I was taken out of my tchum without any intention. The akum took me out, and that's why we could be lenient. So this is Rashi's third pshat in the very maskul not losoi. And Rashi on this pshat says, v'zeh ikur. This is his pshat that he likes the best. But before Rashi said this pshat, Rashi offered two other pshatim and how we understand this concept that the Gemara said, hoyel v'svina not losoi metchilas arba u'man nechsoi b'soich arba. One pshat is that, like we said before, since the ship is constantly moving, so it's not considered that you were kind of shvisa on a spot on the boat. And since it's not considered you were kind of shvisa on the boat, that means a person who's not kind of shvisa could keep on walking. The din that you only have 2,000 amma is only when you were kind of shvisa. So from the spot you were kind of shvisa, you don't have more than 2,000 amma. But if the boat is moving, it prevents you from being kind of shvisa. If it prevents you from being kind of shvisa, then you can walk. Then you can keep on walking. You're not a person that had a mokum shvisa. Another pshat that Rashi suggests that the boat is traveling in one direction and you're walking in the opposite direction, and therefore the boat is constantly taking you back to where you were originally. So we gave two pshatim why Rav Gamliel holds that the boat, there's no problem, you could walk the entire area of the boat. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Says the Gemara, ik benayu, nifchasu doifnei svina. If the walls of the boat came down. So if you hold, the reason is because it has walls, now they don't have walls. If you say that the reason we have to be machmer, the reason is because the boat's moving, it's still moving. Inami, but kaifetz misfina l'sfina. Somebody jumps from one boat to another boat. If the reason is because of Rabbi's explanation that I was kohen shvisa within these walls, but now I'm in a different boat, so I wasn't kohen shvisa within those walls. But if the reason is because the boat is a constant motion, it makes no difference in which boat I am in. The boat is a motion. But ask the Gemara, Rav Zeira my tamloi makaraba. Yes, Rav Zeira said a nice pshat, but the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is that Rav's pshat is also a good pshat. And since Rav's pshat is a good pshat, so why doesn't Rav Zeira take that into consideration as well? And of course, the Maram makes a very important point that the most obvious nafkamina between these two pshatim, and he says that the Gemara didn't even mention it because it's so obvious, is if the boat's not in motion. According to Rabbi, it's the walls that make the mechitza. So even if the boat is not in motion, it wouldn't make a difference. According to Rav Zeira, Rabbi Gamliel's leniency is based completely on the fact that the boat is in motion. When the boat is not in motion, we don't have the leniency. And the Gemara is asking, why doesn't Rav Zeira take Rabbi's opinion into consideration? Amalach responds, Rav Zeira, Mechitzes la avriach mai mesuyas. The entire purpose of mechitzes are only to keep out the water. They're not there to enclose the area. When is there a halacha that an area that's enclosed is considered like Dalar Amos as far as Hilchos Tchum Shabbos? When the walls were made to enclose the area, not just to keep the water away. On the other hand, ask the Gemara, V'rava my tamalai amak Rav Zeira, and again, the pshat is, as we said, why doesn't Rabbah take Rav Zeira's opinion into consideration? Says the Gemara, V'alechas kulam loy pligi. Says Rabbah, this is the way Rabbah says, certainly I agree with Rav Zeira's consideration. And certainly, if the boat is constantly in motion, I will, of course, explain with the various explanations we gave in Reb Zeira's approach that you're not kind of shvisa there and there's no problem. The chiddush that I'm saying, says Rava, is ki pligi b'sh'amda. And there he says, even Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua would be lenient. Where do we have a machlokes? On a boat that's not moving. So when we have a boat that's not moving, we don't have Reb Zeira's consideration to work with. The only consideration that we could take, the only thing that we could take, the only opinion that we could take into consideration is Rava's opinion. So Rava says, the my opinion I hold of. And since I hold of my opinion, so even if you was kind of shvis on a boat that isn't moving, still the walls of the boat create that the entire boat is considered like Dalet Amos. And since it creates that the entire boat is considered like Dalet Amos, no, makes no difference, moving, not moving, you could walk the entire area of the boat. Reb Zeira, who says the entire heter is based on the fact that the boat is moving, will have to hold that when the boat is not moving, even Rabbi Gamliel, and certainly Rabbi Yeshua, will agree that you can't walk, you don't have the heter that the entire boat is considered like Dalet Amos.